Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Stella Bronson to commence another episode of Office Wife.
I've just had a terrific row with Jeff. After a certain amount of beating about the bush, he told me he was going to see Marcia. To console her, he said. She's supposed to be pretty well broken up over her uncle's death. I'm more inclined to think he simply can't stay away from her. Anyway, right in the middle of it, Benny Puller came in to say Angela Tennant's here, wanting to see Jeff. And I'm certain of one thing. Angela wouldn't come to the offices of the Puller Corporation without a pretty good reason. So we're arranging something special, just for her benefit. What do you want me to do exactly, Jeff?
Go to your own office. I'll talk to her with the intercom switched on. I want you to take down every word she says.
That'll be easy enough.
All right, off you go. Leave the door open, if you like. Ask Mrs. Tennant to come in, will you, Jenny? If she doesn't want to talk about Palmer, I'll eat my head. Can you hear me, Stella?
Uh-huh. All set.
Right, keep your pencil sharp.
May I enter the line, Jen?
Yes, yes. Come in, Angela. Hello. I wasn't going to see you, but I decided you wouldn't be here for fun, so what is it?
Mind if I shut this door?
Not at all.
Still holding a grudge against me, Jeff. Too bad. You don't like me anymore.
Just let's say I wouldn't get any actual pleasure out of seeing you run over by a truck.
Dear me, such gallantry.
Angela, do come to the point.
Why? What's the hurry?
If you've all night to sit and natter, I haven't. What are you looking for?
Oh, nothing. Just admiring your office. Not bad at all. Now, Stella.
Angela, what do you want? If you can't come out for dinner, we should clear off. Stop staring round around the office. What's the matter with you?
I told you. Nothing. Oh, well, here goes. Jeff, get that man Hooper out from under my feet, will you? He's becoming quite a bore.
You'll have to take that up with Benny Puller. Nothing to do with me.
He's either tripping me up or breathing down my neck. And he's been asking the tradespeople the most embarrassing questions. Ah, found it.
Found what?
What's this little box arrangement, Jeff, darling, with all the switches?
Office intercom, as if you didn't know.
Whose switch is that depressed? Ah, Stella's. You cunning man, you. I bet she's taking down every word I say. Let's just switch her off and be all cozy and private.
Now, are you happy?
Now I can talk. Listen, Jeff. You and Fuller are wasting your time with Hooper. I know what's happened, every detail of it. But there's not a loophole, and Palmer's position is watertight. You'll never get anything on either of us if you hunt and pry about for 50 years.
Why tell me?
See my hand? Palmer's right there, Jeff. Right there in the middle of it. That cove Hooper gave me something to think about today, and that's why I'm here. The only way you can get at Palmer is through me. And I don't care a packet of candles how Palmer fares. But I'm going to be on the winning side.
We've got you on the run at last, eh?
Not yet.
But you're after money.
Aren't we all?
Very well. What's your price?
Oh, don't bustle me. There's a good man.
Well, come on, come on. Get on with it. You two beauties are falling out, that's obvious. You're going to rat on Palmer, that's obvious too. So let's know where, when, and for how much, or else get out.
Any more of that, and you can whistle for your information, Jeff.
You can't save face, Angela. If you didn't think your game was up, you wouldn't be here.
All right, then. I'm seeing Palmer tonight, and I'll meet you tomorrow and give you the whole story, from beginning to end.
I'll ask you again, how much?
I'll tell you that tomorrow, too.
Can Monsieur be there?
You can bring the Lord Mayor if you like. I'll be at Curacius at 1 o'clock.
What's the date? Do you mind telling me why you've stuck to Palmer this long, that you're setting him out now?
He has something of mine I must have back. I'm getting that tonight. The other reason, Jeff? Well, Palmer's getting in too deep, and I don't like being chased about by private eyes. That John?
But you are on the make. You wouldn't give him away for nothing.
Darling, be reasonable.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow at 1. And now, would you mind clearing out?
Well, someone as important to you as I am, Jeff. You're not being frightfully polite.
Into each life's summary, it must fall. Go on, hop it.
The nerve of that woman, Jeff. When she switched me off, it was all I could do not to charge into your office and wring her neck.
Didn't make much difference, actually. She was still angry enough not to say anything really incriminating.
Mm. So we wait till tomorrow at 1.
Curacius. Listen, Stella. After this, I'll have to see Marcia tonight.
I know. Were you going to anyway?
You want the truth?
Please.
Yes, I was.
Do you want some truth, too?
Uh-huh.
I was going to let you go with a good grace. And I'm sorry I went off like a Roman candle before. Marcia tore up your marriage through her crazy jealousy. Well, I'm not going to make the same mistake. Go on, off you go. It's after 6 already. Give her my regards if you like.
I thought it was very kind of you to ring, Jeff. And Aunt Harriet said she was sorry she'd missed you.
I'm sorry she's out, too. Actually, I wouldn't have been surprised if you'd banged down the receiver.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Listen, why don't you and your aunt get away for a few months? The firm runs itself. Old Percy Fleming at the helm, he wouldn't have a thing to worry about.
And this Harry... Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, don't mind me. Quite all right.
You're very cheerful about everything, considering...
At the moment, Marcia, I have good reason to be. What are you doing about midday tomorrow?
Nothing. Why?
I wish you'd meet me at Curacio's at 1.
Oh, but I couldn't possibly. Oh, no, Jeff.
That's very important. More so than I'm going to tell you right now.
But what is it?
If I tell you, you couldn't be dragged there.
Oh, Jeff, don't be mysterious. Tell me now.
Curacio's at 1, my dear, or you'll have to get it second hand.
Oh, you beast. You know you're only making me mad with curiosity.
That's the idea. Will you be there?
Oh, Jeff, do tell me. Tell me now, and I promise I'll meet you.
No, nothing doing. What about it?
Suppose I'll just have to. Hello, who's this? Not expecting anyone else. Good Lord, Jeff. It's Harry Palmer. I didn't expect him, truly, I didn't.
Palmer, eh? That's my cue to shove off. Give my respects to your Aunt Harriet, will you?
Hi there, Marcia. What the dickens?
What are you doing here, Pilgrim?
I'm sorry, Jeff. Do you have to go?
It's the matrimonial you look, darling. Husband goes when boyfriend arrives. Good night. It's difficult, then. I'd stayed, I'd have clipped him. But hang it, he's supposed to be seeing Angela Tennant tonight. Gives me an idea. We'll drive once round the block, park out of sight, and wait for you, Palmer, old boy. Yes.
Good night, Marcia, darling. Sorry I can't stay longer.
Bye, Harry. See you tomorrow evening.
That I very much doubt. There he goes. Right. After him, but don't get too close, Pilgrim, old boy.
Well, here it is, Harry, dear boy, with no punches pulled. I want my diary and I want it now.
Sorry, Angela. We're not giving away any diaries tonight. Or any other night. The devil makes you think I'd hand it back to you anyway.
I went to see a doctor the other day. Guess who?
All right, who?
John McIndoe, Neptune Chambers. Does the name mean anything to you?
McIndoe.
And to cut a long story short, I'm on to you, Palmer. I know you let Tressida Bendigo lie about ill for an hour and a half before you called that particular doctor. So do I get my diary now, Hattie darling?
What if I say no?
I'll go straight to Pilgrim and Marcia and Miss Harriet Bendigo. I've been mixed up in a lot with you, Hattie, but this... Oh, no. Too much altogether with my diary in your hands as well. I want it. I can't sleep at night thinking it had been your hands. I want that diary and I want to see it burn.
It's... Angela, I've burnt it already.
I don't believe you. Hand it over, Palmer.
I can't. I tell you, I destroyed it myself. It doesn't exist. I burnt it the same night I took it from you.
All right, get out of here. And expect to be arrested tomorrow.
But you can't do this. You can't. Soon I'll be in the money. I can give you any amount you want. Oh, Angela, have a heart.
I want my diary, and it's not burnt. Where is it, Palmer?
You'll go through with it. You'll give me away tomorrow if I don't hand it over.
Watch me. Well, what about it?
Come on. Let's get in my car. You win hands down, Angela. But you don't win, Mrs. Tennant. Not by a mile. You said it yourself. I'm in too deep, and you were right. Far too deep to let you beat me now. You're fool enough to ride in my car, and accidents can happen. I'm very much afraid there's going to be an accident. Tonight.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.